KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Let's take a look at high school sports from around the area yesterday. Atlantic got both their baseball and softball games in yesterday, but that was largely only because they moved them way up in the day. In high school softball yesterday, with an 11 o'clock start time due to the weather conditions, Atlantic ran out to an 8-2 win over Harlan in Hawkeye 10 play. Reagan Pellet had a big night, a big afternoon, as she belted a grand slam and drove in five runs to lead Atlantic to the win. Kennedy Gergen drove in a pair for Atlantic, while Allie Anderson, Carson Rush, and Alyssa Derby each had a couple of hits. Anderson was also tough on the mound, allowing just two hits and striking out six to pick up the win for Atlantic. Also, yesterday, it was planned to be part of the ceremonies during the ball game event, but because they moved the game up to earlier in the day to avoid the weather delays, they had an event last night at Nishna Hills Golf Club to honor Christy Wright and induct her into the Atlantic High School Softball Hall of Fame. Wright pitched for Atlantic from 1978 to 81, helping lead Atlantic to a conference championship in her senior year as a pitcher for Atlantic. In boys baseball action yesterday, Harlan defeated Atlantic by a score of 4-1. Chase McLaren pitched well for Atlantic, striking out eight, allowing just one unearned run and two hits over five innings. But the Cyclones scored three runs in the sixth as they posted the victory. Connor Bruck got the win for Harlan, allowing just one run and four hits, tossing a complete game. Jared Moser had three hits, including a triple, and drove in a couple of runs to help Harlan remain undefeated in conference play in boys baseball. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Indians' season-high seven-game winning streak is over after John Gant combined with three relievers on a four-hitter in the Cardinals' 4-0 shutout of Cleveland. Gant walked five over seven innings but allowed just one hit, a second-inning single by Yan Gomes. Marcelo Ozuna wrapped out a two-run double and Colton Wong doubled home a run as St. Louis cut the Indians' lead in the AL Central to 7.5 games over Minnesota. Elsewhere in interleague play, it was the Yankees over Philadelphia 4-2. Tampa Bay beat Washington 11-0. Texas 7-4 over San Diego. In the American League, the Royals won for just the fourth time in 22 games this month as Brad Keller tossed two-hit ball over seven innings in a 2-0 shutout of the Angels. Lucas Duda and Rosel Herrera delivered RBI singles in the makeup of a game that was frozen out in April. Kevin McCarthy worked out of an eighth-inning jam to preserve the shutout before Willie Peralta ended the combined three-hitter for his first big-league save. In other AL action, Oakland beat Detroit 5-4, Seattle over Baltimore 5-3, Toronto beat Houston 6-3. In the National League, it was Miami over Arizona 9-5, Pittsburgh over New York 6-4, Atlanta beat Cincinnati in 11 innings 5-4, L.A. over Chicago 2-1. New York Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez has landed on the 10-day disabled list because of a strained right groin suffered in Sunday's extra inning loss to Tampa Bay. The 25-year-old is hitting .190 with 14 homers and 41 RBIs, a season after he made the AL All-Star team while hitting .278 with 33 homers and 90 RBIs. The Yankees also optioned outfielder Clint Frazier to AAA and recalled catcher Kyle Higashioka and right-hander Giovanni Gallegos from the minors. Also around the league, the last-place Orioles have activated Tim Beckham from the disabled list after the infielder missed 2 months. Beckham batted .179 with a homer and four RBIs in 23 games before going on the DL with a groin strain in April. The Tigers have agreed to terms with right-handed pitcher Casey Mize, the number one pick in this year's draft. In 17 starts at Auburn this year, Mize went 10-6 with a 3.30 ERA. The 6'3" junior averaged over 12 strikeouts per nine innings. In three seasons at Auburn, Mize went 20-13 with a .296 earned run average, 324 strikeouts, and 43 walks. University of Connecticut President Susan Herbst says in a letter upholding the firing of Kevin Ollie that the former men's basketball coach had a pattern of breaking NCAA rules and committed serious violations. Ollie was fired in March amid an NCAA investigation after leading UConn to a 127-79 record over six seasons, including the 2014 national title. He's asserted that the violations which led to his firing were minimal and isolated, but Herbst calls them serious under any definition which may be applied. Also in college basketball news, former Richmond starting guard Con Four is signed to play his final season of college basketball at Louisville. The 6-foot, 175-pound Four started 64 of 99 games for the Spiders and averaged 11 points and over three rebounds a contest as a junior in this past season. The University of Maryland has hired Damon Evans to be its athletic director, completing the transition that started in October when Kevin Anderson took a six-month sabbatical from the post. Evans joined the school in December of 2014 and was named acting athletic director when Anderson began his sabbatical and maintained that job after Anderson resigned in April. Evans served as the director of athletics at Georgia from 2004 to 2010. James Harden has received a nice consolation prize after leading the Houston Rockets to the NBA's best record this past season. The Rockets guard has come away with league MVP honors after pacing the NBA in scoring, three-pointers, and 50-point games. He helped Houston win 65 games during the regular season and two playoff rounds before falling to the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Dwayne Casey has received the Coach of the Year award for his work with his former team, the Raptors. He was fired last month and has since become coach of the Pistons. Ben Simmons of the 76ers has won Rookie of the Year honors after averaging 15 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. Clippers standout Lou Williams is the sixth man of the year. The guard became the first player to average at least 20 points for the first time in his 13th season or later. Utah's Rudy Gobert is the Defensive Player of the Year. Indiana guard Victor Oladipo is the Most Improved Player. In NFL news, the Falcons have signed a one-year deal with safety Ron Parker, who spent the last five seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs. The 30-year-old Parker had 318 tackles, 9 interceptions, and 7 sacks in 80 games with the Chiefs. He started in all 16 games in 2017 and had 67 tackles with 2 interceptions. Former University of Alabama and Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive end Keith McCants has been arrested on drug charges in Florida. Pinellas County jail records show 50-year-old Keith McCants was arrested early Monday near St. Petersburg. He's charged with a felony count of possession of crack cocaine and driving with a revoked or suspended license. Well, Spain has edged out Portugal for first place in Group B at the World Cup. Backup Iago Aspas scored the late equalizer in Spain's 2-2 draw with Morocco, and Portugal had to settle for a 1-1 tie with Iran after Cristiano Ronaldo missed a penalty kick, costing the Portuguese first place in its group. Also, Saudi Arabia was a 2-1 winner over Egypt in a match of two teams that had already been eliminated from the tournaments. And former Wimbledon runner-up Tomas Berdych has pulled out of the grass court Grand Slam tournament because of a bad back. The 19th-ranked Czech lost his final at the All England Club 8 years ago to Rafael Nadal. Berdych also was a semifinalist at Wimbledon each of the past 2 years. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.